Yeah, it's those little moments, you know, that turn a regular trip into something special.
Totally. It's about connecting with a place on a deeper level. But before we get lost in daydreams about Ethiopia, let's go back to some practical stuff we haven't talked about yet. What about families? Do kids need their own visas? Even little babies?
Yep. Every single traveler needs their own visa to get into Ethiopia. Doesn't matter how old they are. So even if your little one's just going to be snoozing in a carrier the whole time, they still need a visa or a sticker visa.
That's good to know. I bet some parents wouldn't expect that. Is the application process any different for kids than it is for adults?
It is a bit different.
Yeah.
You got to provide some extra documents, like a consent letter from both parents or guardians, and a copy of the kid's birth certificate.
Makes sense. It's all about keeping kids safe when they're traveling internationally.
Exactly. Speaking of safety, I always tell people to check the latest health advisories when traveling with kids, especially to a new place. Kids can get sick easier, so you got to be informed and take precautions.
Great reminder. Being prepared is so important, especially when it comes to health. Okay, let's switch gears for a sec. What happens if my visa application gets rejected? Even after doing everything right, what are my options?
First thing, don't panic. It's not the end of your Ethiopia trip. The articles say you can contact the visa support team. Find out why they said no.
Oh, okay. Sometimes it's something simple, right?
Yeah.
Like a missing document or a mistake on the application.
Exactly. They're there to help you. But if the reason's more serious, then you might have to go through the embassy, the traditional way. It's always good to know both ways, just in case.
So always have a backup plan. Knowledge is power when it comes to visas.
For sure. And speaking of knowledge, we've learned a lot about the Ethiopian visa today. All the benefits, the requirements, how to apply, what to do if things go wrong.
We've really gone deep, but now I want to talk about why someone would want to go through all this in the first place.
Now we're talking. Let's explore what's waiting for you in Ethiopia.
I'm ready. What makes Ethiopia such a special place to visit?
Ethiopia is an amazing mix of landscapes and cultures. It's a place where you can trek in the mountains, explore ancient ruins, and experience traditions that have been around for ages.
Sounds pretty intense.
It is. Picture yourself hiking through the Simien Mountains. They call them Ethiopia's Grand Canyon, jagged peaks, plunging cliffs and views that'll blow you away.
And I remember you mentioned something about seeing wildlife there, too.
You got it. You might spot a lot of baboons as you're hiking. They have these cool heart-shaped patches of red fur on their chests.
That's so cool. What about people who want something more off the beaten path? Does Ethiopia have anything for them?
Totally. For the adventurers, there's the Danakil Depression. It's one of the hottest and lowest places on Earth. It's a wild landscape with volcanoes, salt flats, bubbling hot springs. It's not for everyone, but it'll definitely be an unforgettable experience.
It sounds like something out of a movie. But we can't forget about Ethiopia's history. Those ancient churches and monasteries sound amazing.
Oh, yeah. Ethiopia's got some of the oldest Christian history in the world. A perfect example is Lalibela. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site with 11 rock-hewn churches. Each one carved out of a single block of stone. They're all connected by tunnels and walkways. It's pretty awe-inspiring.
Like stepping back in time, are there other historical places that everyone should see?
You can't miss Aksum. It was the capital of the Aksumite Empire back in the day. It's got these huge obelisks, some of the tallest single stone structures ever built. They mark the tombs of ancient rulers.
I can't even imagine how they built something like that.
Right. You can explore royal tombs and ruins from a civilization that used to control a huge area. They were a major force in the trade routes back then.
It sounds like Ethiopia mixes the ancient with the modern. Is it a country that's changing and growing while still holding on to its past?
Exactly. It's a country that's going through a lot of change, balancing its rich history with becoming more modern. You can feel the energy like it's on the edge of something big.
That's so cool. Visiting a place that's at such an important point in its history. But with all this talk of exploring, we need to remember to respect the places we visit. The articles mention something called responsible tourism. What does that mean for Ethiopia?
It's all about thinking about the impact you have on the environment and the people who live there, respecting their customs and traditions, supporting sustainable practices, leaving things better than you found them. It's about traveling with a purpose, knowing that you're a guest in their country.
I love that idea, being a responsible traveler and making sure these incredible places are around for a long time.
That's the goal. So I'm curious, what are you most excited to experience in Ethiopia? What's caught your attention?
I'm really intrigued by those traditional Ethiopian coffee ceremonies. From what I've read, it's not just about drinking coffee. It's a whole ritual, a social thing, a way to celebrate their culture.
Oh, yeah. You're in for a real treat. The smell of the fresh coffee beans, the special way they make it, the stories and conversations. It's a really special experience that connects you to their hospitality.
It sounds magical. How about you? What are you interested in?
I'm really interested in their textiles and traditional clothes. The patterns, the colors, the way they make them. It's like art you can wear.
I've seen pictures. They're incredible. It's like each piece has a story to tell.
You got it. I can't wait to see them in person and learn more about how they make them.
We could talk about Ethiopia forever, but we've covered a lot about the visa process and got me even more excited to go.
And that's what this is all about. You have the info, you're inspired, and you're ready for your adventure. But this is just the beginning. The real magic happens when you're there experiencing it all.
So true. I can't wait to experience the culture, the food, and make memories that'll last. But before we move on, is there any other advice about the e-visa or visas in general that our listeners should know?
We've talked about a lot, from the requirements to what to do if things don't go right. But one thing I want to stress is don't just get your info from articles and websites. Talk to a real person, too.
What do you mean?
Don't be afraid to reach out to the Ethiopian embassy or consulate in your country. If you have any questions or concerns, talking to someone can really help clear things up. It's like having a personal guide for all things visa-related.
That's a great tip. Sometimes a real person can make all the difference, especially when dealing with something as important as travel documents.
For sure. Speaking of guides, have you thought about what kind of trip you want to have in Ethiopia? Would you prefer a guided tour to see all the highlights? Or are you more of an independent traveler exploring on your own?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I love the freedom of traveling solo, but I also really appreciate the knowledge that a guide can offer. I might have to do a bit of both. What about you? What kind of traveler are you?
I tend to travel independently. I love the excitement of discovering new things and going at my own pace. But I always do my research beforehand and try to connect with local communities to really understand the places I visit.
Have you thought about where you're going to stay? Ethiopia has everything from fancy hotels to cozy guest houses, something for everyone's budget and style. I'm thinking about guest houses. I love the personal touch and the chance to connect with local people. Plus, they often have the best tips about hidden gems and things you won't find in the guidebooks.
Great choice. I think you'll really enjoy the hospitality and unique feel of Ethiopian guest houses. Speaking of unique, have you seen pictures of those traditional Ethiopian huts, the ones they call tukul?
Yes, they look so cool. The round shape, the thatched roofs, all the decorations, they look so unique and cozy.
They're a classic part of Ethiopian culture and architecture. Some guest houses are even designed like traditional tukul, so you could have a truly immersive experience.
That sounds amazing. I gotta add that to my list. It feels like we could talk about Ethiopia all day, but we've definitely covered the important stuff about the visa and made our listeners super excited to go.
And that's what we're here for. You've got the knowledge, you're inspired, and you're ready to start your Ethiopian adventure. Just remember, this is just the start. The real magic happens when you get there and experience it all for yourself.
I love that idea. So for our listener out there who's planning their trip to Ethiopia, remember, it's about more than just checking things off a list.
It's about embracing the unexpected, immersing yourself in the culture, and making memories that will last a lifetime.
Yeah, I love that. It's about being open, you know, and connecting with the world. But before we finish this deep dive, I gotta ask, was there anything in the articles that really surprised you?
You know what struck me? It wasn't so much the e-visa details. It was how the articles talked about the cultural side of traveling in Ethiopia.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. They really stressed how important it is to understand and respect their customs.
Exactly. Like, have you heard of Habesha?
I think so.
It's this beautiful Ethiopian thing where you share food and drinks with everyone, friends and strangers alike.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Sounds really welcoming.
It is. And it shows how generous and hospitable the Ethiopian people are. Another thing that stuck with me was they talked a lot about time and patience.
Right. The articles mention that things move at a different pace in Ethiopia.
Yeah, it's not a place to rush. It's a place to enjoy the moment, connect with people, appreciate a slower way of life.
I like that. It reminds us to slow down, let go of that Western need to be efficient and always on schedule.
And just be present. A good lesson to learn.
Definitely. So to our listener out there planning their trip, remember, it's not just about seeing all the sights.
It's about being open to new experiences, immersing yourself in the culture, making memories that will last.
We've given you the info about the visa, hopefully made you excited about Ethiopia's wonders, and encouraged you to travel with an open mind and a respectful heart.
Now is your time to go on your own Ethiopian adventure. Discover the amazing things waiting for you there.
Safe travels, and may your journey be full of wonder and connection. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Ethiopian avises. We hope it's been helpful and inspiring. Until next time, happy travels.